Americans' confidence in charitable organizations still has not been restored. A new study from the Brookings Institution concludes that, especially since September 11th, Americans generally believe charities waste a lot of their money before getting it to the intended recipients. Paul Light is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and the author of the study.
The survey shows that confidence in charitable organizations has pretty much bottomed out. That's kind of a good news, bad news story. It didn't go up after September 11th, like confidence in so many civic institutions. It seems to have bottomed out now at about 10 to 15 points lower than it was before September 11th.
Is this a hangover from the scandals that occurred in several high-profile charities?
Absolutely. It's a consequence of scandals across the board. Controversies surrounding the Red Cross disbursement of the September 11th relief funds, the Catholic priesthood scandal. I mean, practically every scandal out there stuck to the charitable sector. And Americans have become more dubious about making investments, if you will, in charitable organizations, investments in either time or income.
And when you say it's bottom out, you mean it's as low as it could go, so it has nowhere to go but up?
It really has pretty much stayed the same since about a year and a half ago. It hasn't moved an inch. That suggests that it's as low as it's going to go. About 40% of Americans now say they have not too much or no confidence at all in charitable organizations, which isn't a particularly good figure. It all depends on who you want to be associated with. I mean, if you look at these figures and you say, well, you'd like charitable organizations to be as respected as people who seek elective and appointive offices, then these figures are fine. But if you want charitable organizations to be associated with more respected institutions, doctors, not lawyers, then you'd like to see a higher number.
Do the scandals and bad publicity at charities have anything in common?
I think there's just been a general appreciation or a hardening of opinion, if you will, about whether big institutions can be trusted at all. Even the nonprofit down the street, which might be small, is part of a larger sector. And I think Americans have come to doubt pretty much everything they hear from accountants and spokespeople for the various sectors. So I think there's been a general awakening of public disquiet about accountability in this country, and that certainly affects charitable institutions. Now, you also have the scandals and problems in the charitable sector. I think charitable organizations have to be very careful to dismiss this and say, well, it's just part of a national trend. It doesn't really affect us. They cannot assert themselves out of the problem. They can't just tell the American public, oh, you're wrong about us, because the American public doesn't really believe charitable organizations when they say, look, we're spending your money wisely. We're doing a great job. There's a lot of doubt out there now about charitable organizations.
Do you have any ideas how charities can restore confidence?
Yeah, I mean, the data is very clear here that performance matters. Trust in charities is really related to perceived performance of charitable organizations and actually delivering the goods. I think for the little nonprofit down the street or the big national nonprofit, the news is pretty clear. You got to make your case. You got to prove that you're making a difference, and you've got to prove that with good measurement. Now, that's how you prove it in making an investment anywhere.
Paul Light is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and teaches at New York University's Wagner School of Public Service.